Muffed is here. A reliable fantasy year. Let's look under the hood. Muffed! Kyren Williams finished 2025 as the number 9 running back in total PPR scoring and the number 11 back in PPR per game. That's a tier 1 fantasy outcome, and it came the way Williams' outcomes always come in Sean McVay's offense, through volume, through goal line trust, and through being the unquestioned bell cow on one of the best offenses in football. The Rams went 12-5, scored at will, and Williams was the guy they handed it to whenever the field shrank, all 17 games. Over 1,250 rushing yards, 10 rushing touchdowns, plus 3 more through the air, and every meaningful goal-to-go snap. Not flashy, workhorse on a team scoring touchdowns at one of the highest rates in the league. Now let's dig into the numbers because they explain both the ceiling and the ceiling cap. Williams carried it 259 times for 1,252 yards, 4.8 a pop, and added 36 catches on 50 targets for 281 receiving yards. His rushing yards over expected came in at plus 145.3, genuinely strong, but the per carry mark of plus 0.57 ranked just 22nd among qualified backs, meaning the bulk yardage is a story of volume, not dominance per touch. He averaged 15.5 PPR per game, and the consistency was the selling point, double-digit PPR in 16 of 17 games, with only a week 12 dud against Tampa keeping him from a perfect floor. The ceiling games were real too, 31.1 against the Niners in week 5, 22.4 in the rematch, 21.8 against the Lions, but those were the exceptions. This was a steady floor profile, not boom or bust. And on a Rams team that finished second in the league in offensive expected points added and converted touchdowns on better than 68% of red zone trips, the steady floor was where the fantasy money lived. The defining image of Williams this season is a short yardage one. Three different times this year, against Houston in week 1, New Orleans in week 9, and Seattle in week 11, McVay faced 4th-and-1 inside the opponent's 1-yard line and handed it to Williams. Three times, Williams punched it in. That's the job. On a team where Matthew Stafford threw for 46 touchdowns and Puka Nacua caught 129 balls, Williams' fantasy value was built on finishing drives. The advanced metrics say he's not breaking tackles at an elite rate, but the role says he doesn't have to. When the Rams get inside the 5, the ball is going to number 23. That's a 10 touchdown floor before you even count the receiving work. Muffed! Williams smashed a top 10 fantasy running back season built on workhorse volume and goal line trust, not per touch dominance. The weakness the data flagged, a rushing yards over expected per carry mark that ranks just 22nd among qualified backs, league average efficiency that needs the volume to stay this heavy to keep paying off. That's Kyren Williams' 2025. One quick note, if you want the same treatment for every player on your fantasy roster every week, head to muff.ai and we'll build you a custom weekly show. That's the wrap.